What's going to motivate us to bear trials patiently and endure them? What's going to convince our hearts and minds that God will be glorified and that my ultimate good will be achieved through whatever trial we may face? James gives us the answer in today's Day by Day. James writes, "Consider it all joy, brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness." In the New Testament, there are at least three different words that can be translated to know. In fact, their different meanings sometimes overlap. Each of them can be translated to be aware of something or to understand something. But this word in our text, to know, carries with it a deeper variation. Let's see if we can see this variation in the way it's used throughout the New Testament. In Matthew chapter 1, verses 24 and 25, it says, "When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she had given birth to a son." In Matthew chapter 7, verse 22, it says, "On that day, many will say to me, 'Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and cast out demons in your name and do mighty works in your name?' And then I will declare to them, 'I never knew you. Depart from me.'" And then in Luke chapter 16, it says, "You are those who justify yourselves before men, but God knows your hearts." The idea of this word is that of full, complete, even intimate knowledge. It's beyond the factual or intellectual realm. And many times, that knowledge is gained through experience. So when James tells his readers that they know that the testing of their faith brings steadfastness, he's referring to something beyond just having a head knowledge. He's saying, you've been here before and you know what this accomplishes. Or you have seen for yourselves how these different circumstances have played out in other Christians' lives. You have that experience to draw from, that they grew stronger in their faith. There is something better and more lasting than this pain you may feel right now. And as Christians, we know from God's Word, we know from being acquainted with other experiences, if not our own, that God is working and moving to accomplish something by His grace, for His glory, and towards our good. And in that, we take hope and comfort day by day. When you pray today, please remember Rigoberto Jimenez and his family are missionaries in El Salvador. Also, remember the Amara Life Word broadcast heard in Bolivia and Peru.